This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What happens when a person is born again? Let's say you have been listening to the programs on this station, and you have heard of the necessity of being born again. Or possibly you have been reading a Christian book that refers to being born again. Or maybe you have a friend or relative who has talked to you about being born again. And let's say the Spirit of God has spoken to your heart, and you decide you will take that step of repentance and faith and offer a prayer to Jesus to come into your heart, to forgive your sins, and give you the gift of eternal life. What then? What happens at that moment when you are born again? There are a number of biblical words that are associated with your new birth. Salvation. You are delivered from the penalty and power of sin. Regeneration. There is a change in your moral and spiritual nature. Justification. There is a change in your relationship with God. You are forgiven. You no longer live under the wrath and judgment of God. Atonement. Your sins are covered, and you are reconciled to God. These words, salvation, regeneration, justification, forgiveness, and atonement, are just a few of the words that the Bible uses to explain what happens when a person is born again. You will spend eternity in either heaven or hell, depending on whether or not you are born again. But, you say, what about the here and now? What changes come into my present life when I turn to Christ in repentance and faith? The Apostle Paul has given us a clear answer to that question. He says, in Jesus Christ, all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form, and you are made complete in Him. Do you ever get the feeling that there's something missing in your life? That there must be something more to life than you have discovered thus far? This was certainly true in my life when I was a young man. I sensed there was an emptiness in my life, and I tried to fill that emptiness with alcohol and wild parties and sinful pleasures. But nothing seemed to satisfy. Not long ago, I heard a motion picture star tell about her life. She has a fine family. She has the respect of others in the motion picture industry. She is paid over $2 million per picture. She travels the world. She is loved by millions of people. But, she said, there is still something missing in my life, and she doesn't know what it is. She said that ever since she was a little girl, there's always been a longing, a hunger, a desire for something that she has never found. The Bible says that what she is looking for is Christ. Only in Jesus Christ can her life be made complete. Have you found the answer to that emptiness in your life? The answer is Jesus. Come to Him today.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.